Welcome back to another episode of Hydration. It's your boy. I'm here. I'm not dead. I've been feeling like shit. Like, I don't know what it is in sickness. Like, well, with sickness in men, like how we take, like they say we take it like we're babies when we're sick. I just think that, like, we're so naturally just fucking beasts. We're so strong. That even our sickness and our illnesses are just like beasts, and they just be taking us down. Cause I feel like death right now. Like literally, I feel like the devil is like grabbing the inside of my skull and just like squeezing it. Like I can't breathe. I can't smoke. I can't smoke. What the fuck? I hate being sick. And I was doing so good. I had like a three-year streak, I'm not getting sick. Like, I was winning right now. Back-to-back-to-back champs, nigga. Like, everybody's getting sick. Not me, nigga. Get your immune system up, bitch. But no, it got me. I almost forgot what I was going to talk about for this week. But yes, what's going on? What happened in the last 14 days from last time? Oh. See, this is one of the many struggles of, like, not, I won't even say just being black or just, like, being a minority. Well, I don't know. Maybe this is a black thing. So, I'm at Ghost Bike. It's my girl's co-worker's birthday. We're all down there having a good time. It's literally just, like, 15 girls and, like, 3 dudes. And among 3 dudes, me and just one dude, don't know his name. We got in a conversation about, we were talking about Dave Chappelle's special. And the conversation was going good. I don't know where, I don't know how, but we started talking about, like, things like government assistance and, like, welfare and shit like that. Because for me, I don't give a fuck. If my taxes are going to people who actually need the assistance, even if you don't need to, if you're just fucking milking the system, I don't really give a fuck. Because I feel like if you're not, like, mentally strong enough or like motivated enough to just want to get out there and get it yourself and work hard, and fuck it, maybe you need some government assistance, because fuck it, what's the next resort? You gonna start robbing motherfuckers, sticking people up? So give them food. If they need food, they need, and I don't give a fuck, man. I'm so like, I don't know what do you call it, but like, I don't care. I just like, if you need help, get help. Like, fuck, I don't give a fuck about where my taxes are going to. Like, it's a couple hundred bucks, fuck it, they need it, fuck it, let them have it. And then this guy goes into, like, he's one of the people who are like, see, well, most people feel like people who use, like, welfare, like, food stamps, for some reason, the narrative is, like, they're all milking it. Like, everybody's just, like, milking it, they don't really need it, my fucking taxes, my money's going to these motherfuckers, these ungrateful motherfuckers who don't need it. So, I think, in the whole time of our conversation, I'm not even thinking that we're just talking about, like, black people. I'm thinking we're just talking, like, people in general. Like, just white, black, everybody needs, like, and I'm not dumb, and I'm not a fucking moron, and I don't just think that only one certain race use government assistance. So, the point I realized, like, oh, this motherfucker is only talking about black people. Like, what the fuck? He goes into, like, oh, see, like, yeah, man, like, I don't really, man, yeah, I guess some people do need it. Man, one of my best friends growing up, man, they were, like, black. And that's the one thing I fucking hate hearing. You don't gotta prove to me that you have black friends or you have friends of different, like, I should just assume, because I have friends from all different kind of backgrounds, walks of lives, so I don't just assume just because you're black, all your friends are black, or if you're white, all your friends are white. I don't know, I just don't think like that. But this motherfucker really hit me with, like, nigga, one of my best friends growing up were black, and they needed, like, I'm like, at this point, I was like, nigga, what? And people always think it's crazy when I throw out facts like, nigga, white people use food stamps more than any other race. Like, it's not just me saying that shit to be like, oh, man, fuck the white man. Like, no, nigga, it's stats, nigga. Like, you can just look it up. Like, first of all, there's more of y'all here than any other race. So it's like, nigga, of course, nigga, what? Why is that, like, really, nigga, you only, like, You really think it's just niggas out here only using food stamps? Like, what? It's crazy to me that he, like, thought that. And it's crazy. Here's what makes it more crazy. He's not even full white. He's, like, I think he's Asian. I think, I don't know what Asian precise. I don't know if he's Filipino. I don't know. Thai, I don't know. But he look, he's Filipino and white. But, like, deep down inside, he sees himself as a white man. Which saying nothing wrong with that. I get that. But, like, if I was mixed, I wouldn't even see, I don't know. Because I don't really see myself. I try not to see. I get it. I'm black. But I don't. I guess I'm. I don't know if I feel black, but I don't know if I'm like. I don't walk around like, yeah, I'm black, y'all. I'm black and the black. And I'm black. I'm like, I'm just a human fucking being, my nigga. Like, yeah, my skin is black. Yes, I'm black. I take everything that comes with being black. But just like, I don't walk around. I don't know, man. It's kind of hard to explain. We're like, I don't just walk around like, I don't know. It's just weird to me. I just, first of all, I'm human off top. Like, before anything, I'm a human being. So I can, like, sympathize with everyone. Like, I'm a human being. I sympathize with everybody. I'm just a human being. We're all human. And I don't understand why a fucking kid from Vegas, like, yeah, a fucking man from Vegas can get that, but most motherfuckers can't. Just like, dog, if we just start seeing each other as just human, this shit would get a lot easier of, like, you know, coexisting. But whatever. This motherfucker sees himself more as, like, a white man when he looks Asian as fuck. But whatever. He sees himself as a white man, so he has all that going on, motherfucker. But this motherfucker, I can't believe he really hit me with that shit. And at that point, I'm like, I'm gonna go over here, my nigga, because this conversation ain't gonna go nowhere, because you feel like that couple dollars they take from you is going to, like, these fucking lazy fucking black people. And that's just how you feel. You just feel like all black, I don't know. It was just weird to me that you really think that, like, only niggas use food stamps. Like, shit is fucking crazy. So, of course, I left that conversation. I'm just going to go over here. Because at this point in my life, it's just like, I'm starting to understand, like, man, you can't, I'm not here to change motherfuckers' opinions. I'm here to just live my life the way I want to live it. And just dealing with everybody else's fuck shit along the way, man. Like, hey, that's your opinion. I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to give you my opinion. You give me your opinion. If your mindset changes or doesn't, that's cool with me. But I'm not going to sit here for hours trying to get you to be on the same page as me. Like, that's not it. You drive yourself crazy. And a lot of people have that problem to where, like, they want everybody to follow their lead. And that's not the way it is. Even if you feel like something is right in your heart, that's just to you. Everybody doesn't have to move like that. So I don't have to sit here and convince this dude that, hey, some people need help. And you shouldn't be a dick, because you're in a position where, like, okay, you're able to work and you're able to help people out. So just do it and don't fucking cry about it. Feel grateful. I don't feel bad that, like, some of my tax money goes to, like, welfare. I kind of feel good about that. I'm like, hey, yeah, some people need that shit. Because you're, like, you're thinking that everybody's just taking advantage of it, and you're not thinking about the people who actually need that shit, who, like, without that shit, we'll go hungry and got kids who will go hungry. Like, come on, dude. Don't be a dick. Moral of the story is, don't be a dick. Pay your taxes, bitch. Fuck. Other news, your boy got his diploma. I know, high school diploma is like, fucking, I should have been got that. But I was kind of a fuck boy in school. I didn't really, like, give a fuck. And so I didn't try. But now, I got my diploma. The only reason why I think I got my diploma is because I want to go to college, because I just want to network. I want to be around people. I want to be around creative people. And a lot of creative people go to fucking college. And I want to make films and I want to write shit. So I'm tired of just living life saying I want to do this shit. And just, I'm going to do this shit. Like, fuck it. Like, what do you have to lose, man? Like, just fucking take a leap of faith. Even if I'm just going to make movies and try to make movies. Even if they're fucking horrible, I'm just going to continue to make movies until something sticks. And I can make some money off that shit, because honestly, I'm not trying to do 9-to-5 shit forever. Like, fuck. If you got a cool 9-to-5, more power to you, my nigga. But this 9-to-5 shit is whack. You making somebody else. You making somebody else rich as fuck. Nah, fuck that shit.
See, boy, you sign up for school or sign up for college is like, it's annoying as fuck. And I hate going somewhere new and people fucking hate doing their job. I was just like, why do you have an attitude for? Like, I'm literally asking a lady how to, like, I'm trying to apply for a financial aid and I'm just asking like a simple question. And she's like, you gotta ask people over there. I'm like, so you don't know this, like, you don't know this question? Like, come on, bitch. And this is why, hey, I'm sorry, black women, don't hate me. But y'all be getting some bad reps. Like, fuck. And there's a reason why people, nigga, it's a reason why that stereotype is there. Like, fucking, I'm just saying, I'm not saying all, but most women that I fucking run into who have, like, stank ass attitudes, so do black women. I get it, y'all been through a lot. Trust me. Nobody's been through more shit than y'all. But smile, bitch. Fuck, just smile. Shit ain't all that bad. Like, if you're working at a place and you gotta give an attitude to people who don't even work there, I can get it. You give an attitude to your boss or your coworkers because they be fuckboys sometimes. But nigga, I don't know you. I'm just asking. And I'm always polite. Like I'm always polite. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you, by the way, no, I'm correct. How a nigga hit you? How somebody hit you with, excuse me, ma'am, and you be an asshole to them? That's crazy to me. That is so crazy to me. I'm like, damn, what did I? I'm like, what did I do? Like, is she mad at me? Like, what the fuck? For yourself, what the fuck? Speaking of work, I'm all about speaking up for yourself at work. Like, some people, like for me, I don't get how people work somewhere and they can just tell that they're just getting treated horribly and don't say nothing about it. Like, for instance, I work at a place where it's a tipping job, I bus tables, serving all that shit. So at the end of the day, all the tips collected from morning shift, night, mid shift, dinner shift, the money's collected and spread out. The bussers, hostess, servers, kitchen, everybody gets a piece of the pie. I'm cool with that, man. Before, I'm like, I usually only servers, bussers, and maybe the hostess get tipped out. But everybody getting money over here. This is cool, man. I'm all about that. I'm not selfish enough, selfish to be like, nah, fuck these niggas. Nah, everybody got bills. Everybody got kids. Not everybody got kids, but most niggas got kids. So I'm all cool with people getting a piece of the pie. But you gotta let me know what that pie starts out with. You can't just hand me my money and I'm supposed to be like, okay. Nah, nigga, I don't trust nobody like that. Like, fuck no. Especially when it comes to money, no. So you need to tell me, what does the pot start with? Because you can give me $100. And I'd be like, oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate that, massa. But you started out with racks, nigga. And I might be getting fucked. And I'm thinking that I'm not because it was $100. Nah, nigga, you need to let me know. I need fucking receipts, nigga. Like, fuck that shit. I need receipts. This is the way my mom used to send me to the store with that food stamp card. Nigga, bring my receipt back so you wasn't buying some extra dumb shit. I need to know what the fuck you bought. Because I don't trust you, nigga. It's free money. So I need to know what the pot started with. So you need to let me know. So that's fishy to me. And they do a thing where, like, okay, I worked in a restaurant my whole life for about 10 years. And there's always a training process to where you don't get tipped out. You're still training so you don't get tipped out. The longest I've ever seen you go to work without getting tipped out is like 4 days. They train you for 4 days, but you don't get tipped out because you're still learning. Which is like already like, ah, oh, whatever, I'm still doing the same work. But whatever. So this place is 2 weeks. And I'm like, nigga, what? 2 weeks? Whatever, nigga. I got a kid to provide for and I'm already broke as it is. So 2 weeks go by. No, a week and a half go by. These motherfuckers already not listening to me when I told this nigga my availability. I'm like, hey nigga, morning nigga, I know we're Wednesdays and Thursdays. That's before you hire me. So this is what I'm bringing to the table to let you know. So you hire me. So you hire me knowing my availability makes me think that you fucking gonna work on my shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, nigga. So that Friday he told me like, hey. Well, he calls me like, hey. He calls me when I'm at home. He's like, hey, I know I have you in the morning for Saturday and Sunday, but do you mind working 9 hours for me? Basically. I'm like, fuck it. I'm a team player. I got a sitter. Let's get it. So I need this money, so I'm not really complaining. But, nigga, I work my ass off. So I know you had a little 2 week rule, but I gotta pay for babysitters now. So I need you to pay me. I need to be tipped off for these 2 days. Like, you're changing my schedule. I'm not working 9 hours for you, nigga. And getting no tips for that? No. So I'll speak to my manager, like, hey, I need you to get tipped off for these last 2 days. You're changing my schedule, so now I gotta get a babysitter, which is costing me money. And this is a 2 week process to where, like, I wasn't expecting that. Coming from my last job, I would have saved more money. But I didn't think I'd have to wait 2 weeks to start getting some cash flow. He's like, okay, I talked to my bosses, blah, blah. Long story short, these niggas say, yeah, we work hard, so we don't mind bending the rules for you a little bit. Nigga, thank you. The fuck? So, with all that being said, you gotta speak up, man. I know it sucks sometimes because you don't want to get, like, want to get fired, but it's just like, nah, man. You gotta, like, for me, at this age, I got a lot of value in myself. I know my work ethic. I know what I bring to the table. I'm not gonna get treated like a second-class citizen. Like, fuck that shit. Like, you're not gonna treat me like dirt. Fuck no. I'm past that. Now that I got a son now, I'm like, nigga, his dad need to be a boss, nigga. His dad need to be like, before my son starts, like, having memories, I want him to know that, like, his dad is that nigga. So I'm doing everything I can to, like, change my whole lifestyle up. And it's not easy because I've been a fuckboy for, like, 28 years. I've only been trying to be a good person for, like, a year now. So, like, it's a rough, like, it's some getting used to. It's a lot of bumps in the road, but nigga is trying. And with that being said, I'm not taking no more fuck shit. Nigga, no, none of that shit. At the end of the day, it could just be me and my son. And I feel like having a kid does to you. It kind of, it's corny what everybody says, but like, literally puts it in perspective. But just, that's why I feel like having a kid is like the best thing in the world, because it puts a lot of shit in perspective. But not for everybody, because there's people who got kids who be doing some fuck shit. And you niggas just suck ass. I don't know what to tell you, nigga. I be seeing some shit like, nigga, don't you got kids? Why are you out here acting like a fuck boy? Like, what the fuck? Like, niggas really don't be on their shit. So, I'm trying to be on my shit. Fuck that shit. Pay me, nigga. Pay me. That's my goal for all 2018. I don't really like, I said the last podcast, I don't really like making fucking revolutions. Not revolutions, fucking, What the fuck is the word I'm looking for? Give me a second, y'all. Give me a second. This is why I hate having brain farts. But I'm a fucking gangster. I don't stop and pause shit. I'm not gonna edit this out. You fuck up, nigga. I live my truth. But you know what I mean. I'm not making no more goals. I said I hate making like. What's the word I'm looking for? Damn. So this is why I wish I can like have call-ins. Not revelations. Fuck. What is it? Resolutions? No, not resolutions. The fuck? Come on, Mary J. Blige, the spirit of Mary. Come into my body. What is it? Holleration. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for? Resolution. What the fuck? Here we go, people. Yeah, I don't like making resolutions. I said a podcast. Last podcast. But my goal for 2018 is just to be a fucking better version of myself. Like, just stop making excuses for myself and just try to be a better person. Like, just do it. Just give everything 110% with everything you do. Like, don't half-ass shit. You got something you always want to try? Try it. I'm going to take a dance class. Yo, I always wanted to dance. I ain't got the best rhythm in the game because I just don't. People feel like, oh, because you black, you got to be able to play basketball and dance and, like, rap and just do all the shit black people do. Like, niggas understand, like, nigga, you know how hard it is to be a black dude? You don't got the best of rhythm? Like, that's like being 7'2" and you can't dunk. Like, that shit is pathetic, my nigga. So, I'm about to start taking dance classes, nigga. I'm about to be out here, nigga. Nigga, what? Wait, nigga, don't let me learn to moonwalk. Because I will be moonwalking everywhere. I'm going to be that nigga in a club when everybody else is grooving, having a good time. This nigga out here doing choreography. Like, that's going to be me. Like, I'm not gonna be out here, nigga. One and two and three and four, nigga. Nigga, killing these niggas. Like, nigga, take your bitch, nigga. Come here, bitch. Body roll. Nigga, I'm about to be out here, nigga. Like, I'm not playing. Like, I'm really about to start taking this dancing shit serious. Because I feel like, you ever feel like you can do something if you learned it? Like, that sounds stupid. I feel like I could be a really good dancer if I was just taught how to dance. Like, y'all think I'm playing? Watch. Watch me. I'm about to be on these YouTube clips, nigga. Who is this nigga? Watch. Yeah, but 2018, I'm trying new shit. I'm about to try this college thing out. I'm not really going for the degree. If I get it, cool. But I'm trying to just be around some motherfuckers who want to just go do some dope shit. And just create some dope shit. Because college life does not seem fun. Like, from just viewing it from, like, just, like, from my eyes. Like, just seeing my friends do college and just, like, stressing out over papers and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why are you about to cry, nigga? You just gotta write some paper. Like, nigga, hell no. It's not seeming fun. So, I'm about to go there and just try to be around some people and try and make some dope shit. Be around some people who's just as smart or smarter than me. And they want to make some dope shit, man. Yo, I'm so sick right now. Like, literally, I feel like death. Like, I'm so sick. I'm like, it's so crazy how, like, when you're sick and you're not, like, functioning, like, 100%. Like, I go to the store, buy some shit, and I forget the shit at the store. Or I would literally, like, on my clothes for work, get my backpack to go to my girl's house, and I forget my clothes that I just ironed. Like, this shit is ridiculous. Like, fuck this shit. So you motherfuckers feel lucky I'm out here trying to bring you guys some content. Make you laugh a little bit. Cheer you up. Because it's hard out here for a pimp. Fuck. What else is going on in the world? Oh, last topic. Yo, this Me Too shit is crazy. Like, I get it. Women have been getting treated like shit. And it sucks. But there's levels to the sexual harassment shit or the sexual assault shit. Like, this Aziz Ansari, I think I'm pronouncing his name right. Aziz Ansari? Whatever, fuck it. The Indian nigga, you know. Parks. He got accused of sexual assault from a lady who said he ignored her non-verbal cues. I'm not a genius or anything, but I think non-verbal means, like, you didn't say shit. And that's crazy, like, y'all women want us to be mind readers all the time. Like, it's, I don't know what meeting you bitches had where y'all discuss, like, niggas, men read minds. Like, I don't know if y'all niggas think we read minds. Like, I don't get, like, what meeting was that where I was like, today, we discussing niggas reading minds. Like, these niggas out here reading everybody's minds, y'all. So you really gotta talk to them. Just say it in your head to yourself and they'll get it. Next topic. Like, where'd y'all go? Where y'all just like, what the fuck? Like, we're dumb. Speak up. Tell us what you want. Like, you need, fuck that. Tell us what you want. Cause we're not, like, we don't know. So you can't be like, I didn't really want to suck his dick, but I did it anyways. Sorry. Disgusting. But yeah, how you suck his dick and you didn't want to? That's crazy, man. I don't get it. I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but it's like, nigga, what? Just say, I don't want to. And niggas should stop. I know that always, and to you, victim, that sucks. That's a fucking horrible predicament to be in where you don't want to have sex with a dude. You tell him no, and he forces himself on you. It's fucking horrible. He should fucking die. Fuck all this trial shit. Cut that nigga dick off. If you say no, then he should stop. But here's the thing. I've been in scenarios, this is in my past, where like a girl's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, come on, girl, stop playing. You know you want this dick. And you start making out. And you're like, blah, blah, blah. And then you fuck. So no means no, but not always. That sounds fucked up, but it's the truth. I feel like if you didn't want to go down to him or, like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but you should have said no. And here's the rule, ladies. Here's the rule of hooking up. I don't know if we told you guys or... I feel like you women should know. If you go to a dude's house at a certain time, we think we're going to fuck. Like, I don't know if that's just a guy thing, but we feel like once we get you into our house, the chances of us fucking are higher. Like, you guys should know this. So don't come over. If you ain't about that life, if you ain't about that action, then don't come over to your house. It sounds fucked up. So I should be able to come to your house and just chill without you thinking I want to get you some pussy. You should, but that's not how it is. Most men feel like if you come to the house, you might want to mess around or do something because you're choosing to be like in a private setting with somebody you kind of like, or you like, at this point, you should like. I feel like you're coming to the house late at night. You should like this dude. For me, I'm like, in the past, I never invited women to my house that are like, we didn't like kiss before. Or, like, we didn't have that like interaction. Like if we never, like, if I know that, like, I don't know. It's like, I'm not inviting you to my house if I'm not trying to, like, do anything with you. So, if it's the first time I was kicking, like, I'm not going to invite you to my house. We can go have dinner, go to the movies, something like that. Like, just chill shit. But after that fourth date, I'm hitting you with the, you want to come over? And ladies, if a dude texts you, you want to come over, he's basically saying, hey, you want to suck my dick? Like, that's basically what it is. Like, there's, like, you want to come over, like, you want to fuck. Like, stop it. Lad. I'm sorry. That's what it is. So don't come over. Don't get yourself in those kind of predicaments. This is where we live in, man. I'm sorry. You should feel like you should be able to go to a guy's house and just watch Netflix. But no. You got Netflix at home, bitch. Stay home and watch it. You just want to watch Netflix. And you should know that we want to fuck when we put on Netflix because we're not putting on shows that we actually watch. The fuck? I'm not going to put a show that I've already like been watching. He'll never go to the continue watching. He'll go to some new shit that he don't give a fuck about. Because I'm not trying to miss what's going to happen in the next episode of Flash because I'm trying to fuck you. Like, no. We just wait into the part where you just scoot over closer. Like, ladies, like, stop playing with yourself. Don't put yourself in those kind of predicaments. And don't come out saying you were sexually assaulted when you say shit like, I gave nonverbal cues. I still stayed and sucked his dick and he went down on me. And then, like, I was just like, what? And then you sort of text messages of you saying, like, oh, I had a good time, but I felt like you didn't get none of my cues. Like, I didn't want to mess around and do anything. And he hit you like, I'm so sorry. I did not know that was going on. Like, I don't know this motherfucker. I don't know Aziz. But he don't seem like he's just that kind of motherfucker who's out there just, like, forcing himself on, like, bitches. Like, he don't got the body type for that. No offense. But he got the body of, like, a 13-year-old girl. Like, they ain't the body type of a, like, a sexual predator. They're usually a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. You got to be strong to hold on these bitches. You got to be a little bit strong to hold them down. But, like, he don't seem like he's that kind of type of dude. Like, I don't know. The whole thing is just, like, not you. It ain't Me Too, man. Remember when Me Too was, like, positive? Like, Me Too has such a, like, a... It just, around it now. Like, Me Too used to be, like, man, I'm hot as fuck. Man, Me Too. Or, like, man, I'm hungry as fuck. Me too. Like, not Me too. It's just like, nigga, what? Nigga, what? Like, niggas get scared when they start bitch say Me too. The fuck? Don't say that anymore, bitch. Use something else. Like, fuck. Like, she shouldn't have spoke out. I'm sorry. It kind of, like, tarnishes, like, the whole movement now. Because now people are like, man, no, everything is Me too now. Like, come on, man. Like, we have to define what is fucking sexual assault. That's all it is. But it's all a conversation. We got to have it so we can know, like, hey, that's not really sexual assault. That's just, like, a guy just been, I don't know, thirsty. Nigga just trying to get some pussy. Like, that's all it is. Like, he was just trying to get some pussy. And you need to speak up. And if you don't, like, nigga, yell. Nigga, I'm not trying to fuck you. And I'm not used to those kind of women to where, like, I'm used to women, like, nigga, you try to do some, like, nigga, shit punch you in the face. But nigga don't, like, no. I don't fuck with those kind of bitches who just, like, but I've never been in like, a situation where, like, I wanted to fuck and she didn't want to fuck at all, but she just let me do it anyways. Like, that's weird as fuck. Like, I don't get it. At the end of the day, girl, you just gotta speak up. It's fucked up to say, but you gotta speak up. Say no. We're not mind readers. Ah, and with that being said, we're gonna wrap it up, guys. I feel like shit. I just popped two NyQuils. About to get sauced up. No, I'm just playing. Like, NyQuil don't be working for me, though. I feel like it. I don't know if my metabolism it is too fast, but I popped two of the bitches and be up all night. Like, I don't get it. Like, that shit ain't working. But I popped it.
Hopefully it works. Hopefully that nigga just pass out mid fucking conversation. Cause nigga feel like shit. If yo, before I go, man, fuck the medical system or the medical, whoever the fuck is in charge of that shit. I try to go to the quick care just to see what was wrong with me. And these motherfuckers be like, they want 150 just to see the doctor. And that doesn't even go towards like your medicine. Like none of that money goes towards your medicine. Just 150 just to see this nigga. For them like, oh yeah, you gotta sign this bill up, you know, blah blah blah. And they go, what? You gonna give me your opinion? I gotta pay 150, nigga. Suck my dick, nigga. Fuck the greedy motherfuckers out here, man. This shit is fucked up, being like, motherfucker, I feel like you should be able to go see a doctor for free. Like, fuck this shit, B. But until next time, man, hopefully I feel better. I can be more high during this podcast. I smoke a little doobie, try to get a little something in me real quick before I started this, but I just feel like shit. I just want to sleep. I literally just want to grab my son, just cuddle up, and just pass the fuck out. But I can't because I don't want to get the little nigga sick. This shit feels like death. But until next time, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Your boy Kid Vegas, I'm out.